You're holding daf ayin dalad on the base. Ken last Gemara was, the Gemara wanted to say that on my Rava, so my Rabba, lekashi horeb meya horeb leza. Horeb meya diyom as a svara odom roitze she tizvaza isha bebezdin. A man doesn't mind if his wife has to go to Bezdin to be matter her nedarim. To such a svara nisha go to a neder, to a chacham to be matter the neder. The shalom before was through in the braisa, if a man was mekadosh his wife, almanas with the condition she doesn't have any nedarim. And later we find out she has nedarim. So one braisa says if she goes to the chacham to be matter a neder, she's still mekadoshes. Because the chacham is like the neder l'mafrei all the way before, it's considered like she doesn't have, she never had any nedarim. And the second braisa says no, she's ain't mekadoshes. We say since the time he got married to her, she had kedush, she had nedarim, and he made a condition that she does not have nedarim. Therefore, the kedushin is not chal. So Mar wants to say now the machlokes is if a person wants lets his wife go to Bezdin to be matter the neder. That Remeya says Odom roitza shetus vazish to be Bezdin, like a man doesn't care if his wife has to go to Bezdin. So therefore, when she does go to Bezdin to be matter the neder, we look as if she never had the neder, it's oikulam afroya. Therefore, the kedushin is chal. And her Reb Lezer, that's what the Brisa says, no, she's ain't a mekadeshes, goes according to Reb Lezer. The yoma that he holds, ain't odom roitzer shetes baz ishebe Bezdin. No, a husband can't take it if his wife has to go to Bezdin. It's a big busha-like, he's embarrassed about it, he doesn't like when his wife has to go to Bezdin. So therefore, he was mekadesh on the condition that she doesn't have nedarim. And Lamaya says she does have nedarim. Therefore, the kedushin is not chal. What do you want to tell me? That if she goes to a chacham later to be matter the neder, so he consider like she never had the nedarim. But her husband did not marry her almanas that she's going to have to go to Bezdin. He can't take that either. So it's a svara, he doesn't want a mekadesh such an isha. That's why the kedushin is not chal. Now the Gemara says, Mahi, where is this machlokes Ramei and Reb Lezer? If a person minds if his wife has to go to Bezdin or not, Tetznan, we learned like this. Ha-moitzias ishtoi mishum neder. If a man, after he's married to his wife a long time, all of a sudden now she starts to make a lot of nedarim, and he can't take it. So he says, I'm giving you a get, because she makes so many nedarim, that's why I'm giving you a get. So halacha is midrabbanan lo yachzer. We tell the man, listen, if you're going to give your wife a get now, you should know, we're making an issa that you're not allowed to remarry her. And we had the Gemara, there are two reasons why. One reason is because we're afraid that maybe later she's going to go and be matted in the Dorim, and she'll get married to another husband. Now the first husband, when he's going to find out that she was matter in the Dorim, he's going to say, if I would have known that you were going to matter the Nedra, I would have never given you the get. So it comes out that the first get like is bottle, and therefore she's not allowed, she's living with another man, it be Issa. So in order that this should not happen, we tell the first husband, you should know, if you're going to give her a get now, okay, but you're not allowed to remarry her. So therefore you can never say back later that the first get was no good. Secondly, we don't want ladies to be prutzes by royis, Rashi says, over Nadarim. We don't want ladies to be used to making Nadarim. So therefore, if she does, and the husband gets angry and gives her a get, she has to know she'll never be able to get married to him again. That's the din with Rabbanan is lo yachzer. What about Mishum Shemra? Let's say there was a rumor, people said bad things about your wife. About a person's wife, they said of her, she was a zayna, she was living with other men. And you give her a get because of that. So Allah is also lo yachzer. We tell the husband, you should know, you're not allowed to remarry her later on. And also, one shot is we're afraid that maybe later she'll remarry another man, and later come out that the first rumors were false. So the first husband will say, if I would have known that the first rumors were false, I would have never given you a get. And therefore, it's like she's not allowed to stay married to her second husband. Therefore, we tell the first husband, no, if you're giving her a get now, that's it. You can never remarry her. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If you do, I know. Kol neder sheyodo barabim, a neder that the rabbim knows about it. So Rashi says that means shenadatav b'fnei asara, that the lady made a neder in front of 10 people. Then the loch is lo yachzer. Then you're not allowed to remarry her anymore. So Rashi says, why? Ksav atayim mishum shloye prutzes b'nedarim. He holds of you that the reason is she should not be used to making nedarim. Therefore, she makes a neder barabim, that's a neder that you can't be mefer. So therefore, we don't want the ladies to make such nedarim. So if she does, she has to know she's going to suffer that if her husband gives her a get, she'll never be able to remarry him again. Mashen Cain, what about a neder lo yodu barabim? Let's say she did not make this neder in front of 10 people. So then the halacha is, first of all, the husband could be made for it when he hears about it, or else the chacham could be matter it. Then the din is yachza. Then it's not so bad. That's not cool. She's poritz. She's used to making such big nadarim. Then we say the husband could remarry her. Because if Yud is not cheshish, that, like he'll say, was a toy that I gave the first get, it's only a question. We don't want her to be used to making such nadarim. It's only if it's a terrible neder that there's no hafara, no hataras chacham. But if it's a neder that wasn't made in front of 10 people, then since you could be made for a matarit, it's okay. Rabbi Meir Weimer, kol neder should tzorech chakiras chacham. Any neder that you have to go to a chacham to be matarit. In other words, that the husband himself cannot be made for the neder. It's not a neder beno le beno or a neder of inu nefesh. Then the din is lo yachzer. No, you're not allowed to remarry her. And the chash is because we're afraid that maybe later she'll marry somebody else. And then she'll be matter her neder. And when the first husband finds out about it, he's going to say the get wasn't a good get. Because he'll say, if I would have known that she was going to be matter her neder, I would have never given her the get. Therefore, we tell the husband, no, lo yasser, you're not allowed to remarry her anyway. Well, what about v'shein etzor ha-chachkir ha-chacham? Let's say it's such a neder that the husband does not have to go to a chacham to be matter the neder. But rather, he himself could be made for the neder. Like nedarim of inu nefesh, or benola beno, that the husband himself could be made for it. Then we say yachzer. Like if the husband knows that this is a neder, he could be made for. So the question is, why wasn't he made for it? He can't come and wake up late and say, if I would have known about it, I wouldn't have given you the get. Because if the husband wants to, he should have been made for the neder. How come he let the neder go? So Mashmi knows what he's doing, and he doesn't want this lady right now because she made this nedarim. So when he gives her the get's a good get. And there's never a problem later, he'll come back and say, I didn't mean to give her a get. Therefore, the din is that if he changes his mind later and wants to remarry her, we say, okay, yachza. We have less in the parentheses, it is, Charles Gerson, the blessed way there, echot, tzorech, v'yechad, and tzorech, layachza. No, whether it's a neder that the father, the husband could be made for or not, still it's layachza. And Omer, Reb Lezer, what's the reason why? Because, layosru, tzorech, ela mefnei, shein, tzorech. Hein, achanami. He owes us like a gzera. That he only asked it, a neder that needs a chachiras chacham, elam of neshen tzorech. So Rashi explains, shat tzorech chachiras chacham, ein bekilkul. The lab called kemina loymi, lo yisyadeya, lo fishen adem reisatish vaz ishtar bebezdin. Rabbi Lezer's svar is, that if the neder is such a neder, that you have to go to a chacham to be matarit, that's okay. Because the svar is ain't not the mercy just vaz ish for bezdin. A person never wants his wife to have to go to bezdin. So therefore, when he gives her the get, he means the get should be a good get in all cases. So really, in such a case, it should be mutter to remarry her later. But the reason why they said he can't remarry her is also a case where the husband was able to be made for the neder, and he holds the svar still, even though the chacham was the husband was able to be made for it. So what? Sometimes he'll still say he didn't realize he could be made for it, and later he'll have charotah and say the get was not a good get. That's why we say he can't remarry her. Now the Gemara explains, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the sort of Rabbi Yehuda that he says it depends on neder sheyoda barabim or a neder shein shelo yoda barabim? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says, like what's Rabbi Yehuda's raya that if you make a neder barabim in front of a lot of people, the din is you can't be matarit or you can't be made for such a neder. How do we know this from? It says because there's a pasuk in Yeshua that says by the Givonim, when Yeshua found out about them, Klai Yisrael didn't want to kill them because they made a neder already. That they made a neder barabim, they would not touch the Givonim. Therefore, later they did not want to kill them. At the beginning, the Givonim fooled Yeshua. They told them we're from a far distance, and later came out there from the Shivas Amimim that was supposed to kill them out. But it says, since they made a neder, and Mashma, that neder was done by Rabbim, so they couldn't be matter the neder, so they promised not to kill them, they didn't want to kill them. So that's the raya neder that's made by Rabbim in front of a lot of people. There's no din, you're not allowed to be matter, you can't take away such a neder. Now the Gemara says, "Bekama Rabbim," in front of how many people do you have to make a neder that there's no din, a chacham can't be matter the neder? So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Shlosha. If you have three people, that's already called a Rabbim. And the diak is, the Gemara Nador makes this, that Yudashin Yomim means Shnayim, and Rabbim Shlosha. Yomim means two, and more than that, the Rabbim means three. So you see, Rabbim is called three. Rav Yitzchak says, Asara. No, the neder has to be made in front of 10 people. Why? Eda ksiv bahu. Says the word Eda. And Eda always means 10 people. So therefore, if a neder is made in front of 10 people, then that's the riot from the Givonim over here, that you're not allowed to be matir such a neder. So I was of Yudis Svara, that if the neder was done by Rabbim, that's a terrible neder, it has no hafara, no heter to it, such a neder we don't want ladies to be used to making. So therefore, we tell such a lady, you know, you're going to get a get, and you'll never be able to remarry your husband. So therefore, they're going to watch out not to make such a nederim. That was of Yudis Svara. Rabbi Meir Omer Meir says like this, we had. Rabbi Meir Omer called Neder Shetzar Chachiris Chacham. Any Neder that the husband himself cannot be Mefer, but rather you have to go to a Chacham to be Matter the Neder, Le Yachzer. Then the Allah is not allowed to remarry you. Again, because we're afraid, maybe later the wife will get married to another husband after she receives the get, and then she'll be Matter her Nedarim, and the first husband will have Charoto feel bad that he gave her the first get. And like he'll come and complain and say, I never meant to give you a get if I'd known that you could have made a hataras chacham. So therefore we tell the husband right now, nothing doing. He should know if you give her a get, lo yachzer, you're not allowed to remarry her. Rabbi Eliezer, Raymano, Rabbi Eliezer says, le osru tzorach, that he only said you can't remarry your wife, when she makes such a neder, that you have to go to a chacham to be matir, ela mifnei shein tzorach. Only because of such a neder that you do not have to go to a chacham to be matir, but rather that the husband himself could be mefer. So what's the machlokes now? So Mer says the ma'akim if lagi. What's the machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Leza? That Rabbi Meir sover may hold the svara adam roitze shetesbaz ishta bebezdin. Rabbi Meir holds that a husband does not care if his wife has to go to bezdin to be matir in the darim. So therefore, what happened? So a husband gave his wife a get because he heard that she has nedarim. And he can't take Nadarim, so he gives her a get. So we say, Rameya says, the din is you're not allowed to remarry her. Because we're afraid, maybe later she'll get married to a second husband, and then later she'll be matter her Nadarim, and the first husband will have Charot, he'll feel bad. He'll say, like, if I would have known that you were going to be matter the Nadar, I would have never given you the get, and I want to still stay married to you. Like I'm saying, my first get was not a good get, so she's going to be in trouble now, because she's already living with another man. So what's Rameya's afraid? You see that the first husband doesn't care that she has to go to Bezdin. It doesn't bother him that his wife has to go to Bezdin. Just the fact that she could be matter her nedarim, that he doesn't want to give her get anymore. So you see, according to Rameya, a person doesn't care if his wife has to go to Bezdin. Rabbi Lezer saw, Rabbi Lezer is not like that. Rabbi Lezer saw, no, a person can't take that. A man does not want his wife to have to go to Bezdin to be matter her nedarim. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, for the fact, for the Nadarim, that you could go to a Chochon to be Mater, for that we're not afraid. For that, the husband could remarry her later. Because we're never afraid, the husband will complain and say, if I would have known that you can go to a Chochon to be Mater, I would have never given you a get. No, Rabbi Lezer, the husband can't take it. A husband can't take the fact his wife has to go to Bezdin. So when he gave her the get, he really meant business. He meant to give her get and the get is chal. If lady changes his mind, he wants to remarry her, something new is happening later. But we're never afraid the husband will complain and say, I don't want the first get to be good. Because he knows he can't take it for his wife to have to go to Bezdin. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, where's the Hochshash? What are we afraid of when we tell him not to remarry? We're afraid only in the case where it was a neder that the husband was able to make for it. The husband could take the neder away. So that neder, there's no bizui. She doesn't have to go to Bezdin. The husband himself could be made for it. So such a neder, we're afraid that the husband will say, if I would have realized that I myself could be made for the neder, I would have never given you the get. So the kids, so we see it's the machlokes for Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer, does the husband mind for the fact that his wife has to go to Bezdin or not? Rav Amar Rav says like this, Rav answers the second brisa that says, that if you married your wife on a condition that she doesn't have any nedarim, and later we find out she has nedarim, even if she goes to a chacham to be matter the neder, the second brisa says, ain't a mekadeshes, the kedushin is not chal. And the question is, why not? If she went to the Chacham, top brut the neder, it's like she never had the Dorim. So Chul Kedushin should be Chal. Yes, the Gemara says, Rav Omer Chacham, we're talking about the Isha Chashubaskinin. We're talking about here a Chashub, a lady that comes from a famous Mishpacha. So here the Svar is, L'nichalei de'issasa v'kreviseha. Here the Svar is, when the husband says that I'm only Mekadosh if you don't have Nadarim, so here he means, even if she is matred neder later, he doesn't want the Kedushin to be Chal. Because he doesn't want her to come also with her Krivus, with her sister, with her mother, the Chashav Mishpacha. So therefore, he doesn't want to be married to her. Rashi says, Bas Gedolim, Nafilu Mandiyam, Reitzon, Zbaz Ishma Bezdin, Hocha Meyevshav Yishin Adranis. The Gednamelo Nichali, Lemeis of Lord, Yisasa, the Imav Yachoysa. Like the man says, I don't want this get to be a good get, because I don't want to be also with her sister. Therefore, that's Pshan, the second Reitzon, that we say she's Eina Lukadeshis. But the Mori Hochi, if so, say for the end of the Reitzon, Diktonia, it sounds like this, Aval Hu, Sholach Eitzachachim. Let's say the man, when he got married, he told his wife, Yishna, I'm telling you right now that I have no Nadarim. I didn't make any Nadarim. So that's why she was masking to get married to him. And then later we find out that the husband did make Nadarim. So it says there, Aval Hu, the husband, Sholach Eitzachachim, if later after they got married, he went to a Chacham to be matter his Nadarim, Vetiru, that the Kedushin is Chal, or else the same thing, he got married and told his wife, there's nothing wrong with my body. I have no mumim at all on my body. And later we find out, yes, he has a big wound there. And later he went to the Reifa, ate the Reifa of a Reifa, he say, and the doctor healed him up. But then it's Mekadeshes, that the Kedushin is Chal. The question is why? List the Eina Mekadeshes. We should have said rather, they're not Mekadeshes. For layman, we should have said, Och, Abiyodim Choshev Askinen. We're talking about that the man is a very Choshev man. The Mishpoch is very Choshev. The Yomer that we should say, she should have said, L'nichale Yisav Ekrevei. I don't want to become us, it's his brother, it's his Kraven. Why don't we say the same Svara? Just like you're saying here, the man doesn't want to become us to his wife's sister. So here we'll say the same thing, the wife doesn't want to become us to the man's brother. So Mara says, no, the Svara always is, Ihi the lady, Becholzo Nichola. She's Nichola to any type of a husband. We don't say a wife is a particular who the husband is. Hadi is a man, she's happy with him. Kinneresh Lakish. Tiyamaresh Lakish, a lady always says, Tav Lemesav Tandu, I'm better off living together with another man, with a man, no matter who he is, Milamesav Armaloi, to live a single, to live with myself, like an Amon, like a widow. Therefore, lady, we don't say the Svara, she doesn't want him because she'd rather have somebody else more Chashiv. By lady, we always say the Nicha. Habayom Abaye says, a Marshal also is like this is, Tishum Shemagavra, even if a lady has a man, Rashi says, Mosh Lajitu, Misha Baila Kotin Kinamola. If you have a midget, if the husband is a midget, Kursa Vechursa Ramila, even though she's a normal lady, but she could put a seat amongst the head people. In other words, she just could say, I have a husband also. So a lady is happier if she has a husband. We have Papa Rama Dinafsa Gavra. Even if the husband does such a job, like he combs out the pishtan, the flax, which is Rashi's Umnas Musa, it's a Mies, it's not a nice work. Tikra b'seifa bava b'taisav. Still at night time, she shall sit outside with him and talk to him. Kitsa, she's happy to have any type of a husband. Ravashi yama tekal sagavra. He, Rashi says, the mishpacha is doifim, it's a very bad mishpacha, loiboyit talfachli lekidra. She thinks like this, the worse off he is, the less I have to feed him, I don't have to do too many things for him. So that's why they're happy. But the bride stands off, Tana we learned, the kulam. Like Lamaisa, any lady that's nicha with any husband like this, a husband's not too normal, is really mizanois. These ladies have znus, live with other men. And if they become pregnant, v'telos v'balayim, they said they became pregnant from their own husband. That's why the lady doesn't care even to have a midget or to have this type of a husband. But our co-partner, what we started off to say is our shlokish asfer was that an isha is nicha to be married. She feels happy to be married. Therefore, we never say a svara that she would want to say, I don't want the Kedushin to be chal, because I'd rather be able to get married to somebody else. We don't say that svara by Elisha. Only by a man. Fight it. Then the Mishnah says, Kol mumin shepoistim. If a man makes a neder, a Manasseh's wife does not have any mumim, and later we find out she has a mum on her body, so the Kedushin is not chal. What type of a mum? Any type of a mum that a kohen is possible to do the avodah with. Tana, we learned in a braisa, Haisifu Aleihem, even more than that. For this our Mishnah, Alocha, when you're marrying your wife, and you say she doesn't have mumim, there's more mumim. Not only what passes by Kayin, but something more. Another one is Zeya, if she sweats a lot. If she has a body that sweats a lot, the husband can say, I can't take it, that's called a mum. Vishuma, she has a wart, she has a growth on her body. Husband also has a right to say, it's a mum I can't take. Vareyach HaPeh, she has dead odor coming out of her mouth. He also, husband has a right to say, I can't take it, that's a mum, the Kedushin of Vatchal. For the Gemara of Ahani, the Kani, Lepasli, so Masha from the Braisa, these are not possible by a Kohen. It says, like Hoisifu Aleihem. By a Kohen, these things are Ksherim. For the Gemara, is that true? For your Tanar, we learned like this. If a Kohen is Hazok and an older person, via Choylor is sick, via Mezuham, Zuham Pasha means something wrong with his body. So how the meaner is, like he smells or he sweats a lot. So who that's part of the Psulim, by a Kohen. So why does the Brisa say, Hoisifu Aleihem? We're adding not only the mumim that are possible by a Kohen, but even more mumim are possible by your wife. The Chud is the same thing that's possible by a Kohen. Well, tonight we learned, mumim elu bein kavuyim bein oivrim psulim biyadam. That any psulim, whether it goes away or doesn't go away, it's possible for the Kohen to do the avodah. So Chud hu adina zeya v'suma v'reach haper should also be possible by a Kohen. So, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Lakashia is Lakashia. Kan bezeya veris, kan bezeya shena veris. Depends how bad they sweat. If the sweat goes away, so by Kohen is kosher to do the avodah. So, pshat is before he does the avodah, he'll make sure he's not sweating. But Mashenka and by your wife, you have to live with her. Anytime she sweats a lot, the husband has a right to say it's a mum. Rav Ashi Yoma Zeya Mezuyim Karamis. What's the question between sweating and mezua means that the body like is disgusting? Rahasam Gabikanim Evshaliovra Bikiyua the Khamra. Bistam, if he is sweat by a Kohen, you could take it away, let him wash himself, Bikiyua the Khamra. Like with sharp wine he could wash himself. Omarecha Penami Evshali Nokat Papola Bapume. A Kohen also. At the time when he has to do the Avoida, even though he smells in his mouth, let him put some pepper inside his mouth. It'll take away the bad smell. So you have the avodah, do the avodah. There's no stira. Even though when a kohen smells bad, he can't do the avodah. But I call upon him, a kohen can fix himself up, and at the time when he has to do the avodah, he'll put some smelling stuff in his mouth. He won't smell bad. Avagami isha leyevsha. But by your wife that you're with her always, anytime she starts smelling, you can't take it. So therefore, by your wife, that's called a mum. For the mara haishum hechidami, what kind of ward growth is it that's called a mum? If it's a growth that has hair on it, even by a kohen that's a psul. If it doesn't have any hair on the growth, if it's a big growth, he the same thing. Even by a kohen, then it's possible to do the avodah. If it's a small growth, then by both cases, it's not psul. Even by your wife, it's not called a mum. The tanya will learn like this: suma, there's a growth on the body, a ward. Shayesh basar, if there's hair, they're also raised a mum. That's disgusting, that's called a mum. Ain basar, there's no hair growing there, then it depends. Gedolah, if it's a big growth, ha raise a mum, it's still called a mum. Mashma bos for kahanim, they can't do the avodah. And if you made it tonight, amnash, your wife doesn't have any mumim, the kedushin of that chal, there's also called a mum. But tiktana ain't ze mum, but if it's a small growth and no hair, that's not called a mum. V'yezel gedolah, what's called a big one? The size of this type of a coin. If it's that big, that's called a mum, that's possible by a coin and by an isha. So kasher is then, how do we say here, they will see for aleihem, a mum of a shuma, the same thing is possible by a coin also. Somewhere it says, no, I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, b'yomedes al pedachta, where the growth is sitting on a forehead. For the Gemara, pedachta, rov and a fahis, a manashach. So husband saw it, so why did he marry her? On your forehead, you could see it. So the husband was Mekadosh HaManas, she doesn't have any mumim. So if this is on the forehead, obviously the husband saw it, and he said, that's not called the mum, he agreed. So why do we say the Kedushin is batal? And the Gemara, Omra, Papa, B'yemedes lo tachas kippa sharosha. We're talking about the mum is underneath like a sheitel, or underneath the covering she keeps on top of her head. Sometimes it's notable, sometimes it's not noticeable. So at the time when he married her, it wasn't noticeable. He didn't realize it. But later when he finds out and he sees it, he has a right to say that's called a mum that bothers him, the Kedushin is not chal. Omar Rab Chizda. Ho milsa migavru Rabbi Shmili. This next halacha that I'm going to say, I heard from a great person. Oman, who is it, Rabbi Shela? That what noshcha kelev? Let's say a dog bit your wife. Venasa mekoyma tzalakas, and a scar grew there. Hareiz the mum. That's also called the mum. Husband's right to say he can't take it. Omer Rav Chizda. Kail over biyisha raise the mum. If the lady has a harsh voice, that's also called a mum. Shenem the pasuk says ki kolech horev amarecha novim. Mashma by lady kolech horev she was supposed to have a sweet voice. She has a harsh voice. That's also called a mum. If does the made a kedushin with tana, and she doesn't have a mumim, that's also called a mum. Tanya Rav Nosim Beroi that bein dodi isha tefach. That if between the breast of your wife is a tefach there, that's also called a mum. So Sava Ravacha Bred the Rav Akamid Ravash Lameimar Tefach Lamayusa. First you saw what he meant to say is that something nice? If there's a Tefach space between one and the other, that's something good. Omele Ravash Ravashi said no. Kabi Mumin Tanya, we're talking about Numumrov, we're talking about something that's not nice. The Kama. So now Kashrabai, how much is normal? Vice says a Tefach is no good. If there's a Tefach space between one dad and another dad, one breast, another breast, that's called a Mum. For the more of a kama, how much is normal? Om Rabbi Shloshetz boys. 3 etz boys, that's normal. But a tefach means 4 etz boys, that's already called a mum. Tanya Reb Nosson Leimir. Kalisha Shedodea Gassim Ishachavrasil Harez a mum. If her breasts also are bigger than other people's, are bigger, that's also called a mum. Also, Mr. Mudna, but the husband didn't realize it. Twice does he, huh? He didn't realize it. But Shas Kedusha didn't realize it. Then he finds out, so if they're extra big, their breasts, the husband has the right to say he can't take her, that's called the mum. For the more of a kama, om Rav Meisha ba'bred Rav Yeshua ben Levi, mishmed Rav Yeshua ben Levi, tefach, means that the breast, vice are a tefach, 4 inches long, that's called the mum already. For the Gemara, miyika ki agavne, there's such a case like that, that the breast should be so long, more says, in yes, ti yama rava ba'bachona, ani re'isi av yachas, I saw one Arab lady, shev shilo dodel yachareho, that she threw her breast in the back of her, via nikes penon, she was nursing a child, so mashmet shayach to have such big breasts. Exactly, I'm not zichel aloch, I'm not clear about this. Right, the pasuk says in Tehillim, uletziyin yayomar, ish vish, yulad bo, vuyichanel, talking about yushlayim, that, vuyichanel yin, amur mesha ba'ab red rabishua ben levi, Echad ha-noilet bo, whoever is born in Eretz Yisrael, v'yechad ha-metzap l'roysa, whoever is waiting and hoping to see Eretz Yisrael. Like the Pesuk is talking about the shvach, the greatness of living in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Abaye says, v'chad minayu odif k'trei minon. One person from Eretz Yisrael is smarter, better than two of us in Bavel. But Omer Rav said though, but v'chad minon, one of us from Bavel. If we go up there and learn in Eretz Yisrael, we are better off than two of them. Why? The Reb Yirmiyah, Techihev Eihacha, when Reb Yirmiyah was here in Bavel, Lehev Yoda, my Kamer Rabbanan. He didn't understand what the Rabbanan meant to say. But Kisolak Lossam, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Korale, he called back on us, Bavloi Tipshoi, like we don't know what we're talking about. Mash, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he shtaydos, he became a Pikeach and Charifim, he got in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah. Hoyu bo mumim vi oide bebeis avia. Let's say you find out that your wife has mumim, that you are mekadishah almanah, she doesn't have any mumim. And later you find out, yes, she has mumim. Now, hoyu bo mumim vi oide bebeis avia. She's still by your father's house. Bebeis avia. So, the locher is, that av tzorach lovi raya, sheminishinis arso, hoyu bo mumim halolu. What we're afraid about, Pashad, is that since she has these mumim now, Mashma, they made Erisin, they made Kedushin, but they didn't make Nisuin yet. She's still living by her father's house. And a month later, we find out that she has mumim. So the question is, when did these mumim grow? One swore to say the mumim was there already before, and the Kedushin is not Chal, so husband only married Amna, she doesn't have mumim. The other way to say is, no, it just grew now, with the yesterday started to grow. And the Tachpa today, it was the husband's, he lost out, it's his mazel. So it depends. If she's still at the father's house, then we say, Ha'av tzorach lovi raya. No, the father has to bring a proof to say that his mumim first grew after the erison. That Mishinus arsa hoya b'mum halolu. When Zen, the Kedushin is Chal, and if the husband wants to give her a get, he has to give her a Ksubra also, because it's his, like, tough luck, it's his mazel. Mashenkin, if the husband can't prove it, then we would say not like that. Pashid would say that she had these women before already, and therefore the Kedushin is not Chal, and the husband does not have to give her a Ksubra. What about, though, Nichnasol Rishus Abal? Let's say the maiden is Suyin, she goes now to her husband's house, and now we find out that she has mumim. So again, our question is, when did she first get these mumim? When did she have this growth in her body? Did it happen before the Kedushin, that the Kedushin is not Chal, or did it happen later? So we say, if we first find out about it when she's living with the husband, then we say, Habal Sarach Lo Viraya. Now the husband has to bring the proof. Shachla Nisasa Oyiba Mumim Melu, that these mumim were there from before the Kedushin. And then he could tell you, the Kedushin is not Chalas, the Mekhtoris, I don't want to give you Ksuba. All right, turn over.